it going, Yamitators? Episode 440 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. I'm your host, Doug Culp. And this week, I didn't do too much different from last week. I didn't go to the movies this week. I did have some drinks. I've been trying to install a video game on my laptop because with it, between now and the previous episode, I killed the devil in Diablo, and that was cool, and I took a picture of the screen from the end of that game. Because that was a tough game. I think I was level 25 when I beat that game. But the game I've been trying to get help from Aspire Media to install on my laptop is called Stubbs the Zombie in Rebel Without a Pulse. And it's a fun weird game where you go around as a zombie trying to rescue a damsel in distress from a bunch of jocks, I think. I think that's the theme that they were looking at when they made that game. But there's a lot of fun aspects to that game. I've played it before on a different computer that I had when I was, I think it was when I was living at the apartment in Vista. And I don't remember why I didn't finish playing that game. But I have that game again. I have the disc version for personal computer, for Windows. And I've installed it, and it doesn't launch. And I uninstalled it and reinstalled it, and it doesn't launch. And I've installed it, and I've gone through the repair process to find out which files were missing. And it still didn't launch. And I went online to look for solutions, and I tried three or four different solutions that have been posted on the internet, and it still didn't launch. And so I've been trying to get the get some help from Aspire Media, having them call me back, because for some reason when you call them you're only able to speak to reception at the front desk, and then they've told me multiple days in a row that they're gonna get someone to call me back to help me install that game. It's I want to play that game again. I want to finish playing that game. I I noticed that there's a version for Xbox, and apparently that's the version that was released first, and then there was a version released for computer, and now it's on Steam and on Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4, I believe. It's on a bunch of different platforms now, so that's cool. But yeah, I'd like to play it on personal computer. There's some games I'd rather play on a keyboard and mouse, and that's one of them. Another game that I'm gonna play on keyboard and mouse that I installed on my computer this week is Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition. I checked my progress as far as how long I've played that game, and it's clocked in at around 58 hours. It's a fun game. It's a big open world. Environment. And that new show just started playing some episodes of Fallout on Amazon Prime, and that looks like a cool show. It looks like they took their time and they made it look like the video game that I'll probably be playing next, because I still haven't been able to play Stubbs the Zombie in Rubble Without a Pulse. 3 discs for the installation, and each time I haven't been able to play. I went to, I think I mentioned this in the previous episode, that me and a girl from this homeless shelter went to the train station and played some piano. I played some piano and she recorded it. And then 2 or 3 days after, she told me that she got mad at her computer and threw her laptop on the ground and it broke, but there's still some parts that are working. Whoa. That's, I don't know what the anger was from, but, yeah, so, that's kind of an update from the new music thing in the future episode. I think that was 2 episodes ago. Or 3 episodes ago. But yeah, I'm still enjoying my privacy in this. It's kind of a small apartment style homeless shelter setting, and I've got a mini fridge, I've got a microwave, I've got a TV that's wall mounted, but it's broken. They've put in work orders to replace any broken or damaged TVs, and that was maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago when I heard about that. Yeah. I think that's going to be it for this episode. Thanks for listening. If any listeners out there know a workaround for an NVIDIA graphics card, I know I'll be able to run this game on this laptop. It's fast enough. The game that I'm trying to play is 19 years old at this point. Maybe a little older. And this laptop I'm using is maybe 4 or 5 years old. Might be newer than that. But yeah, email the podcast at yamatappodcast@gmail.com. That's YAMATAT podcast, PODCAST @gmail.com. If you know a workaround so that I can play that game again. Again, thanks for listening, and I'm gonna release this episode as soon as minutes after I finish recording, because today's Friday, and these episodes I've been releasing on Fridays. So thanks again. All right. Later.